Shalom, my friends. This is Shelley Baggett coming to you from Springfield, Missouri. And yes, this is usually Billy Brim, a Voice of One Witness broadcast, but Mother has allowed us to take over the helm, so to speak. We've been talking all last week and this week as well about old time Pentecost and miracles, Jesus Christ the healer, and personal testimonies from my beautiful mother-in-law, Ruth Baggett, and my wonderful husband, her son. And honey, you said something before the broadcast that I thought was so good about why some are not healed. Can you share?
Well, I was just thinking about a teaching that Brother Hagin had on roadblocks to healing. Mm-hmm. And we've been studying some, you and I, from Dr. Lester Summerall's book, Human Illness and Divine Healing. And he has a section in that book that I thought really we should maybe bring out as a pointer, because a lot of times people have been prayed for and they've just decided maybe it's not God's will for me to be healed, or there's some reason they're not being healed. Mm-hmm. And so in this section he said, why are not all who are prayed for healed? And so this is what he offers. Some are not prepared, have not prepared their heart for healing. They don't take the time in the Word of God. And of course, we know that faith cometh by hearing, and that by the Word. So if they've not prepared their heart through the Word, mm-hmm. then they're not prepared for healing.
That reminds me of the scripture. He sent His Word and healed them. Mm-hmm. And all things are done in faithfulness to His Word.
Right.
He watches over His Word to perform it.
Right.
And so the precious promises that by His stripes were healed go into our heart. All right, go ahead, honey.
Well, and you're right. And to take that even a step further, not all that hear, and with the understanding the word hearing is also mean receiving, mm-hmm. and understanding, comprehending. That
hearing intelligently.
There are some that hear, but it doesn't mean anything to them. Mm-hmm. There are others that hear the word of God and it strikes their heart. That ground is fertile and faith just blossoms. Mm-hmm. Then he said, secondly, there are those that have not searched the scriptures. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So they need to search the scriptures. And he said that he likes to fast and pray. We mm-hmm. talked about how that sometimes before a miracle that we've seen in our ministry, that we've stopped and we said we need to stop and we need to fast and pray and build faith. And Dr. Summerall says the same thing. He said, in every instance where I've interceded for a terrible case of demon possession, I fasted and prayed beforehand, and then he's seen that deliverance. He said, then some are not healed because of unbelief. Consequently, there were few healings in Nazareth. Mark 6:5 says, and he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them.
That's interesting. And he could there do no mighty work. It didn't say he wouldn't. It
right.
says he couldn't. Here he is, Jesus, the Son of God, and he could not do any mighty work there.
It's based on faith.
And he marveled at their unbelief.
And he sent the word. He is the word.
Mm-hmm. So faith has something to do with activating the healing power of God.
And thirdly, Dr. Summerall says, some do not receive their healing because of uncertainty. And I really like this, because he said, some do not receive their healing because they're not sure, or they're uncertain that it's the will of God for them to be healed. But we know that it's God's will for us to be healed.
Absolutely.
It's packaged with redemption.
That's right. And how do you make sure? You go to the Bible. God's will is the Word of God.
It's the textbook on healing.
And there's no substitute for that. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Find promises that cover your case.
Then he said, there are some that are not healed because they try to receive their healing through their human goodness.
Mm.
When we begin to tell the Lord how good we are so we deserve healing, we've missed the whole point.
That's right.
We've missed the whole point of salvation.
That's right.
We can't tell Him how good we are and therefore we ought to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
We're saved by His sufferings. We're mm-hmm. saved through what He did on the cross. The redemption that was on the cross of Calvary
yes.
is how we're saved, and consequently we're healed by those same sufferings. By His stripes we are healed. Isaiah said.
Yes.
And then he said, in some cases, non-confessed sin in a person's life keeps him from receiving healing. James tells us, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye be healed.
Yes. That and ye that may was be written healed. To Christians.
That's written to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So apparently we can miss it. But
exactly.
Thank God we can confess
David,
our faults.
David even testified of that in Psalm 66. He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
Mm.
And so, therefore, faith doesn't rise and healing doesn't take place. He says some are not healed because they defile their bodies. Possibly, he said, a sick person is defiling his or her body with things like alcohol or tobacco, illicit sex. And to be healed, you must know that your body is the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 6:19. And then he said, for an unforgiving spirit keeps some from being healed. And that's true. You know, if we have bitterness in our heart towards someone, he said, lay your gift at the altar. And then you go and be reconciled to your brother.
That's right.
Now, you mentioned something about the tongue. Share that real quick.
Oh, well, in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10, it talks about, and this is how I, for myself, maintain a place of victory, where it says, for he that will love life and see good days, and good days are healthy days, he that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. And so this little thing between my teeth, if I keep it from speaking evil, I'm going to see good days. Mm-hmm. I remember a man, he was up in 90s and he had all of his teeth. He walked in divine health, and someone asked him, what is your secret? And he didn't answer. He just demonstrated. He stuck out his tongue, and he held it with his fingers. He says, that's my secret to health,
mm-hmm.
to walking
that's
in divine
good.
Health.
Yes, that's good.
And it's in the Word of God. It's just so simple.
Dr. Summerall also says that some are not healed because they never set a certain time for their healing. And we know that. There are people that will constantly say, well, sometime down the road, sometime in the future.
Putting it off in the future.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But Mark says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Jesus said that in Mark 11:24, and we believe that, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We believe.
And you
that.
Have to believe that you receive them before you have them.
That's right.
Notice it says, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Calling those things that are not as though they were.
Right. And it's not putting the horse before the cart. It's not saying, well, I believe I'll have it when I have it. No, he says you have to believe that you receive it first, and then you'll have it.
That's right.
And so that receiving is being definite. And your husband believed in that
yes,
too,
he
didn't
did.
He?
Yes, he did.
And then finally he says, some sickness is not related to you, but is a direct attack of the devil. Luke 13:16, he said, this woman whom Satan hath bound.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get free from that.
Yes.
We don't have to be bound by Satan.
Exactly. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Let's get the job description right. Jesus said, I've come to give you life.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said to this woman in Luke 13, Satan hath bound her, not God.
Mm-hmm.
And she being a child of Abraham, ought she not be loosed? And so how much more we in the family of God with a better covenant,
mm-hmm.
better promises, shouldn't we be loosed? Jesus said, I've come that you might have life
That's
and
right.
have it more abundantly.
That's right.
We need to be loosed from our infirmity. And in the name of Jesus, that name,
right.
through the prayer of faith, we can be made whole.
And we're talking about it as miracles, and we're talking about healings, but it really transfers over into every other area of your walk in your life,
mm-hmm.
as you live for God. That faith, God wants to keep us. He wants to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking earlier, Mom, about almost stepping on a snake.
Yes.
Tell that story real
yes.
quick.
I was had some groceries in my hand. We had gone grocery shopping, and it was late at night coming home from our church service. And I went to go in the back door, and suddenly I stopped, and I said, "Oh, I feel it. Where is it? Where is he?" And I looked down, and there was the moccasin all coiled up. Mm-hmm. The next step was going to be right on him.
Right.
And I turned to my husband. He killed the snake.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Another time, I was carrying some cores. I've been canning pears. Had a 5-gallon bucket carrying them down the hill. I stopped dead in my tracks and said, "Oh, where is he? I feel him."
Now, when you say you feel him, it wasn't physically, but it was in your heart.
I could feel
heart.
It in my spirit.
Yes, yes.
That there was danger there. I said, "Where?" And I felt, you know, it was a snake. I said, "Where is mm-hmm. he?" And I looked down, and there he was.
Glory
right at my
God.
Feet.
Oh, he protected
yes.
you.
Now, not only do we talk about the miracles and healing, but the keeping power
yes.
of God is mm-hmm. so wonderful.
Yes, mm-hmm. the keeping power
yes.
of God.
Yes, oh, God, he keeps us. From mm-hmm. so many dangers.
He does.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. and even have you noticed, like, if you think you're late for an appointment or something, but you realize later, if I had been on time,
right.
I would have been right in the middle of that wreck or mm-hmm. whatever that situation mm-hmm. was. But the Lord's keeping power kept
right.
me from being
That's
in that.
Right.
We can be in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. Because of the Lord's kingdom.
Well, I think there might be even an angel involved in
oh, yes.
on occasion, too.
I believe
yes.
it, too.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Well,
isn't it tremendous to serve God?
Yes,
it is.
It's wonderful to serve.
Just the blessings of God in our everyday life. And we're a blessed people.
Yes,
and we look in this land that we live in America. This is a land of prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Just bountiful blessing over and over and over. And I thank God for America. I thank God for living here. I thank God for a Christian life. I thank God for godly parents
yes.
and examples that I grew up under that have steered my life. And even at times when I wasn't really living for God, I knew deep within me what I saw lived out in their life was what I wanted in my own life. And so thank you, Mom, for being a great example, and I
know
love you with all my heart.
I'm so glad you shared this between your mama and you, because I know people listening have children who are not serving God.
That's right.
But you didn't give up, did you?
No.
You and your husband,
no.
you prayed, believed with the Lord to bring this son
yes.
back into the
yes.
fold of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for all of the greatness that he has placed mm-hmm. upon his life.
Wow.
Well, even the hardships you go through in life, those lessons you learn are invaluable later in life. And whenever I wasn't living for God, I learned some principles, some things to do, some things not to do. And when I came to God, I came running.
Yes.
And God has blessed me tremendously. And I'm so thankful for it. I'm thankful for you. He's given me a wonderful wife.
Yes,
and your daddy prayed for me.
He did.
He said, "You might as well get one that can sing this
and
time."
And he got you.
Praise the Lord. We get to sing Joy Bells on the broadcast sometime. Hasn't this been wonderful?
It's been wonderful.
Oh, thank you for joining us. This has been a Voice of One Witness broadcast, and we will meet you this time tomorrow in Shalom, and Jesus is Lord.